Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please take a look at the back of your bulletins for all the announcements. There are a number of upcoming events and some information back there, so you don't miss anything. Please make sure that you do check those announcements. I do have one correction to the bulletin this morning. It is in the communion hymns. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, that hymn number should be 456 for that communion hymn. Okay, and I think, Aiden, you had an announcement.
Good morning. I would like to inform you that the Junior High Faith, Food, and Fun will not be meeting this Wednesday. Thank you. Right.
Thank you, Aiden. Did y'all have an announcement?
Good morning. December 4th, which is 2 weeks from today, we will be doing the children's costume fitting, and also there will be a very brief high school meeting to make sure when everybody can help on certain days and certain times. Also, due to the Christmas caroling, which is on December 11th, which is also one of the Christmas program practice days, we will no longer be meeting from 2 to 4, but from 1 to 3. So if anybody has any questions, you can come talk to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Zoe. Rebecca.
Good morning. Today is the children will be receiving an Advent calendar in the Sunday school department. There are also some like this. If any of you that don't have Sunday school children would like to participate. On this Advent calendar are a list of non-perishable food items 1 through 24 for the first 24 days of December. We're collecting these items to be donated to YAM. There will be baskets in the narthex, in the annex, down in the basement, and over in the educational building. They'll have shiny garland. So that you can drop these items off. Please get them dropped off by Christmas Day, or if you wait till the last Sunday, that's fine too. We're going to donate them on the first Tuesday of the new year. And if you would like one, they'll be back here at the narthex in the annex if you want to take one home. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Are there other announcements? Any other announcements this morning? If not, then I invite you to rise as we begin with a brief order for confession and forgiveness. We begin in the remembrance of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us. Renew us and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our opening hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, we sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength and glory.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things to your beloved Son, whom you anointed priest forever and king of all creation, grant that all the people of the earth, now divided by the power of sin, may be united under the glorious and gentle rule of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson this morning is a reading from Jeremiah 23. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall exercise justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord. Our psalm today is Psalm 46, and we will read it responsively. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble at its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. The nations make much ado, and the kingdoms are shaken. God has spoken, and the earth shall melt away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now and look upon the works of the Lord, what awesome things he has done on earth.
It is he who makes war on the seas and all the world. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear, and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
The second lesson is a reading from Colossians chapter 1. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross.
Amen.
the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a story that comes from the Orient about a man who was suffering in the depths of the abyss. He was being in that torture. He was feeling the heat. He was feeling the pain. He was feeling that suffering. And he cried out, "Help me, save me." And a voice came down and says, "What good did you ever do on earth?" And the man had to think a minute. And the only thing that he could think of was that he said, "I was walking in the woods one day and I saw a spider and I didn't kill it. And a small, thin spider thread came on down. And the man grabbed onto it quickly, and then it started pulling him up out of the abyss. But when his fellow sufferers saw that he was escaping, they started grabbing hold of him and hanging onto his clothes and his ankles and his feet. And all of them were being carried up on that one thin spider thread. And the man was afraid it was going to break. He says, "Get off, get off." And he started kicking and twisting until everybody fell off. And it was when everybody else fell off that the thread broke. That thread was strong enough to carry them all out of the abyss. But one selfish soul broke it. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It is the last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday, we begin Advent, a new church year. And as we move through this story,
this whole year's season, we realize how much we have gone through, how much that story of Christ uses just simple things. Maybe not a spider web, but God uses just simple things, simple events, common, ordinary things to bring about his mission of salvation. And at the same time, though, when extraordinary events or things happen against Jesus, when people are angry with him, when crises break out, God is still able to use those things to help bring about salvation as well then too. God seems to turn things around. There's a lot of ironies in this story with Jesus throughout the year. We started that year, or this year, we started it with Advent of one lone voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." And from there, people started coming out into the wilderness to hear this one lone voice. And we're starting to think, is the Messiah coming? Is it the time? Also in Advent then too, we hear about Mary, that she is chosen to be the one to carry the Christ child. And Mary is a simple peasant girl, just common, ordinary person. And so then we move into Christmas and we find Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem. Joseph too is just a carpenter, a skilled laborer from a backwaters town, a small town somewhere way out of the way. And they travel to Bethlehem. God uses the simple. God uses the ordinary. He used the normal things that we see in everyday life to bring about his mission. And again, we see that same thing when Jesus is born. He's born not in a fancy antiseptic hospital, but rather he's born in a stable, in one of the most humble places. And the baby is laid into a feeding trough as his first bed. God uses the ordinary things. But out of that, he can accomplish so much. But then you start getting into the controversy as well then too, as we hit Epiphany. We hear that story of the wise men, of them coming to see Jesus and stopping by Herod and asking, "Where is he?" And Herod says, "Well, if you find him, tell me so that I too can come worship him." But the wise men are warned by angels to go a different route. And so the babe is spared, even though Herod becomes angry and wants to kill all the babies in and around Jerusalem, all the male babies, 2 years and under. Mary and Joseph are able to escape. God thwarts the power, the evil power in this world. Those that claim to have power, those that want to use it for their own gain, for their own purposes, God overcomes them. And then when Epiphany ends, we come into the season of Lent, that season of preparation, that season of repentance, that season of getting ready for Jesus. And we hear the stories of how it builds to that climax of Jesus going to the cross, of how the religious leaders, once again, those who do have power, those who claim ownership, those are the ones who get thwarted. But Jesus uses plain, common, everyday things. He goes into Jerusalem. And then we hear on Maundy Thursday, he is arrested, he is put on trial, and he is crucified on Friday. It looks like his enemies have won. With the disciples on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus is alive. He is alive and well. And then Jesus ascends into heaven. But as he goes, he gives that great commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. He uses the common, everyday things. But out of that, such amazing things happen. Which brings us then to Pentecost, the birthday of the church. Again, you have disciples. They were fishermen. There was a tax collector. There was a zealot. They were normal people, just like you and I. They were normal people. But Jesus calls them into ministry. And on that day of Pentecost, they're all gathered together in that upper room. And God sends that Holy Spirit into them. And they are able to do amazing things. They're able to go out on the street and proclaim to the people in many different languages so that people can hear that story of Jesus. And the church is born. And on that day, 3,000 people are baptized. Amazing things happen. And that moves us in into the season of Pentecost, where we hear the stories of the life and the ministry of Jesus, of how he's able to bring new life to many different people. Healing a lame person, bringing sight to the blind, healing the son of a widow woman, giving new life to both, of talking to an outcast, a woman at the well, and changing her life forever. Jesus talks to and ministers to common everyday people, people like us. Which brings us today, the last Sunday of the year, Christ the King. And we hear that story once again of Jesus being crucified. And that seems like such a strange story to have as Christ is a king. But that story tells us what kind of king we have. We have a carpenter who is the Messiah. We have someone just like us who came to this earth, but yet is still God Almighty, who came to this earth, lived among us, worked among us, came in contact with all these things that are normal and common in everyday life, but yet is still the king. A king who is a servant, a king willing to lay down his life for us and bring us salvation. And out of these mighty acts then, we have that promise that we will be raised to new life. As we read through these stories, you see the amazing things that Jesus did. You also see amazing stories of what his disciples did and his other followers then too. I mean, of that church just exploding in those first few years. And you may think, well, I'm too old to do any of that. I'm too young to do any of that. I don't know how to do any of that. I'm too busy to do that kind of thing. But you know what? God can use anybody. God can use you. He even uses me sometimes to do ministry, to bring that story, to tell that story, to show that story of Jesus Christ bringing salvation to all of us. He can use any of us, and he does use us, whether it is as a pastor or whether it is just simply praying for somebody else. We can do ministry or helping someone in need or cooking a meal for someone. We can do ministry. Also, too, there's times when we feel solo. We may feel angry. We may feel the grief of someone who is very close to us. We may feel pain. We may have received devastating news from a doctor or from somebody else. And we get into those depths. But as we hear this complete story of Jesus Christ, it does give us hope. Even if that hope is just a small spider thread, we still have that hope, and that hope is able to drag us out of the abyss. Christ has saved us. He has given his life for us, and he has risen from the dead. Christ is the King. Amen. We sing the hymn for the day, Crown Him with Many Crowns, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb.
Please rise for the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of the Church, the world, and all people according to their need. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be our King who rules with justice and mercy through his sacrificial death and resurrection. Thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit so we may have the faith to acclaim him as King and love him as Savior and brother. Lord, in your mercy. You are pleased to make the church your body, of which Christ Jesus is the head. Fill the church with your Spirit, so that through its words and deeds, many are delivered from the domain of darkness, receive forgiveness and redemption, and are transferred into the kingdom of your beloved Son. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our enemies, for criminals, evildoers, and hate mongers, and for everyone who is hard to forgive. Teach us to pray with Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let him subdue every sinful heart to his will, so that he might truly be all in all. Lord, in your mercy. Say to our rulers, be still and know that I alone am God. School their proud and disobedient wills to your commands. Be a strong bulwark and a mighty fortress for the poor, the weak, and the innocent. Let peace, justice, health, and mercy be established in every land. Teach us all to acclaim Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of all nations, and cause his peace to rule undisturbed in every heart. Lord, in your mercy. Make war to cease in all the world. Break the bow, shatter the spear, and burn the shields with fire. Hasten the day when we need not lift up prayers for those in the military or for first responders. Until then, equip them with integrity, competence, and courage. Preserve them in safety and heal them when they falter. When they return, use them in new ways to benefit our communities and nations. Lord, in your mercy. Exalt yourself, O Lord. Be the refuge and strength of all who are afflicted by evil and suffering. Be their present help in time of trouble and make their hearts glad. This day we remember before you Joan Mahacek, Mike Stern, Linda Sager, and Lynn Magura. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Father, your Son promises paradise to any who, like the repentant thief, turns in faith to him. We entrust to you our beloved dead. Help us to comfort and encourage each other to trust and follow Jesus. Teach us to pray, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we entrust our prayers and petitions into your hands, gracious Father, for the sake of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering. Let us pray. Wise and gracious God, receive the labor of our hands, these gifts of money, bread, and wine, along with the offering of our lives. Nourish us with the life of your Son, that we might be his body in the world, making known your abundant mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Come, for the gifts of God have been made ready for the people of God. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace.
Amen. Our closing hymn, Praise to the Lord.
Praise to the Lord.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And as we go in peace, we share that peace with each other. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.